7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is Beyond Good Day, where Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and I share stories. Sometimes we have help. And later in the hour, we'll have help from Peter Billingsley, who is involved in a Christmas story. Actually, they're making a musical out of it. And so from that, we will have great stories, I'm sure. That's later in this hour on Good Day. In a minute, we're going to meet Jennifer Beals. Does anybody, I mean, how do you not know?
What a feeling.
The cutoff sweatshirt, that's all I can do.
Yep, the over-the-shoulder sweatshirt. When she's sitting in that chair and pulls that chain in the water.
Uh-huh. Every man's dream.
Yeah, right. Being 20 years old at that time was a very good thing.
Very nice. All right, so anyway, she's on the Fox show, The Mob Doctor, and we'll talk to her, different role, of course. All right, in a moment or two. Meanwhile, at DougSteffen.com, the story of a North Carolinian who has created some new software that this fellow claims will increase your chances of winning the next big Powerball lottery. He's selling it, suckers, for $140 a piece. He's already sold thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Yes. So that story, warning, danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Wow.
You get the story behind the story at DougSteffen.com. Our poll today, in fact, asks the question, what do you think about computer software that could help you win the lottery? A, it's amazing. Where can I get it? B, that's cheating. C, I'm skeptical. If it works, why hasn't this guy made all the money himself?
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyone dumb enough to buy it deserves what they get. Or E, the only one who's going to get rich is this guy who's selling the software. There may be something to be said for that. So when you go visit DougSteffen.com and do all the various things that are part of what we have there every day, help yourself to our poll. It'd be very nice to get your input along with the thousands of other folks who every day visit DougSteffen.com. In a moment, we meet Jennifer Beals here on Good Day.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
It's a little.
Where's the budget for it?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All-new Love It or List It tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
it's a second away.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing? I mean?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
All right, as predictable as this is, thanks for creativity, Richie gets a zero in creativity.
Still good.
My dad had to come out with Michael Zambello with Maniac, but Roberta said, no, Flashdance. I got to hear Flashdance.
Yeah, right. Jennifer Beals, American actress, former teen model. You remember her as Alexandra Owens, Alex, in Flashdance, and as Bette Porter in the Showtime drama series,
The
L Word.
Yeah.
This is a series. So, she also is appearing in the Fox show The Mob Doctor, a 3-episode arc. The episodes are running next couple of weeks, I think, Richard.
Yeah, it starts in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it airs on Monday nights on Fox. All right, so Jennifer, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that you and I have spoken before. I think we've had you on in any number. You've been so successful. It's kind of cool to be able to talk about some of the things that makes you who you are. Do you ever, for a moment in your life, wish you hadn't been in Flashdance?
Oh, gosh, not for a second.
No.
Not for a second. It was an amazing experience.
But how many radio shows?
And it's obviously it's an excellent music cue.
Yeah. How many radio shows will you be on today? Well, you will have to listen to that same song.
I don't know. As I said before, it's only really when I do press that the film gets brought up so often. Usually when I'm like walking out on the street and stuff, people come up to me either about the L Word or Chicago Code or Book of Eli or something. But it's a great music cue, and I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have something that gets you started, grounds you sort of. And so that, because I have to pay some tribute to her before we move into some other things, bringing it into the now.
I think where you pay tribute to her is the fact that you were going to Yale when you filmed that movie. And then after the movie went back and finished, another year or two. So, I mean, how hard is that to film a movie while you're going to Yale?
Well, I took off a term. I went to my dean and I asked to take a term off so I could go do the film. And he said, sure, you can always come back because people take time off to go do all kinds of things while they're at college. And so it was fine. It wasn't.
What was it like when you went back after the movie was such a huge success?
Well, the film hadn't come out when I went back. So I had already established a whole group of friends, without the movie in the way. And it wasn't that big of a deal because Jodie Foster was already there.
How did your friends react, though, when they went to see did you go with your friends to see the movie the first time you saw it?
Oh, gosh, no. I went with a couple of friends, but I went with my brothers. I remember my brothers and I went together.
And what did your brothers say?
The big thing was, what did I say? I was the one who looked at the screen, and it was this very odd sensation where the audience was experiencing this character as being more real than me. I don't know how to explain it. It was this weird existential thing that happened. And so I ended up in the bathroom, unable to come out of the bathroom for a while, just to wanting to be by myself. And my brothers had to come in and get me out. Not like I was crying or having a breakdown. It just was very weird. It was a really, really weird, trippy experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, just moved onward. But it was my first little existential crisis there.
And then you go to Chicago Code and Mob Doctors.
Yes,
That's a neat turn.
It was. It was really fun. It's fun to play, first play the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department and then play somebody who is a madam who's about to position herself to be a mob boss of the North Side.
So this is it's pretty interesting as you highlight the fact that it takes a lot to be a good actor. I have a few friends who are actors, and you wonder sometimes, how do they jump from one thing to the other, but you realize then that's who they are. That's what they do for a living. It's the same as whatever I do or whatever somebody who's operating a factory does. If you're good at it, and it just requires some concentration as much as anything else, right? Can you easily get in and out of character, or do you have to think it?
Well, the key to this character for me, and I'm not even joking really, were the crazy long nails that I had.
Yeah.
And I put on these ridiculously long, toxic acrylic nails where I could barely function during the day as Jennifer.
Yeah.
But with, she loved them, and they were almost like talons. Like, they're very feminine, but they're almost like a weapon in and of themselves. And once I had my nails, everything was sort of came into place.
That was Jennifer Garner was in that movie where she had daggers. That was one of her first movies. I forget what the name of it was. But you think of that when you're thinking about the nails as you describe them, how they can be weapons.
You know what I thought of more was Mob Wife Chicago.
Exactly. I was thinking of the Mob Wives have all those nails.
Oh, yeah, all those fantastic nails.
So what goes on in the rest of your life? What's your life when you're not on screen, you're not playing a role? What's Jennifer Beals' life like?
Well, lately I've been working on producing projects, and I just recently with my producing partners sold a show, and which I'll talk about when we can announce it, but that's been really, really exciting, and just putting projects together and...
Yeah, but what about at home? What do you go home to?
What have I been doing personally? Well, I've been obsessed with endurance swimming.
Really?
It happened over the summer, and I started training for a half Ironman, and I realized that I loved the swimming part so much that I was traveling across Canada over the summer, and every time we pass by a sizable lake, I feel compelled to swim across the lake.
Wow.
And cool. I started doing open water swimming, so I started doing also ocean swimming, and so far I've gotten up to about 3.5 miles, but I would like to go for longer distances.
Yeah, I have a friend who does that, and I can say that you people are crazy.
Tremendous stamina.
It is kind of insane.
Never been compelled to do that.
Yeah,
it's very relaxing.
Yeah, it's very cool.
But I have to say, I kind of prefer the lake swimming because, you know, when you're swimming off the coast near Los Angeles or San Diego,
it's cold.
And you see a stingray, go, what eats stingrays? And you know that the landlord is out there somewhere, and it gets me a little nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
That's funny.
I swim a lot faster when I'm in the Pacific.
There you go. Yeah. Not a bad thing. Well, you've got a nice thing going, and everybody recognizes you, which is kind of cool. You're picking some good and interesting and challenging roles, which is also kind of cool. And then you have the ability to get, because of your success, you have the ability to get the attention of directors and producers. And so when you pitch that show, you had that going for you. It's cool when people enjoy a success, and then it is compounded by more successes. And so we wish you continued success.
Thank you. Thank
Jennifer,
you.
Nice to have you here. Jennifer Beals is on The Mob Doctor over the month of December. And so you might want to check it out. I think it's 9 o'clock on Monday nights.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in store and at Staples.com. Staples, that was easy.
Yeah.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Kaplooey. Who were the other,
Bam, splat,
pow,
splat.
Splat.
Splat. Pow.
Pow was the big one.
Bam.
Very pretty. She's going to blow herself up here, Richie.
Come
on. All right, so we have a story.
Yes.
Yes, Jennifer has a story.
This was actually just
for you. We just wanted to all sing the bat theme together.
Yeah, I know. If I had a lot of money, Dougie, this would be a great, great holiday gift for you.
Yeah?
A holiday gift for anybody. Somebody a little hard to buy for on your list. Well, the announcement was made yesterday by Barrett Jackson, their big auction house.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
This
so
one
cars.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the Batmobile, the original iconic car, really? Adam West Batmobile from the 1960s Batman, is going up for auction in January. How cool would that be? Bear Jackson won't tell you exactly what the minimum asking price is going to be, but you know it's going to be... They're expecting
grand.
It, the winning bid to be in the millions. Actually.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was stored for years by George Barris, who turned... the Batmobile into, I guess, just...
He was a producer, wasn't he?
He was a producer, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Doug, hold on, before you get there, Doug, what is the car that the Batmobile is made from?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm
going
to tell you.
Come on, you know this.
Wasn't it a Thunderbird, wasn't it?
Nope.
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 Wasn't it?
1963 Buick Riviera.
Oh!
No? It's not.
No. It's a Riv.
It's a 19-foot-long 1955 Lincoln Futura.
No.
Really?
That's what it says.
I had a Riviera for a year.
I'm going to challenge
I can make that up.
Yeah.
No. In the story. Give me a break. I barely know what kind of car I drive.
And there weren't many of those. I'll tell you right now, there weren't many of those. Those were a bomb. They're like the Edsel. There weren't many of them. It had a mechanical. It was a 50. What did you say, 57? What year was it?
55, it says. 55 Lincoln Futura.
All right. The Futura is the car that had the first metallic or solid top convertible. The 57 Ford Fairlane offered it after they got the technology for the Lincoln.
And they were
actually
successful with it.
Yeah, right. And the Lincoln Futura, that was why it was called the Futura, because it had a hardtop that became a convertible.
Can you guess what the original selling price for the car was?
The Futura?
Uh-huh.
$14,000-$15,000.
This one was $1. George Barris bought the car for $1, and Century Fox gave him $15,000 to turn it into the Batmobile.
Wow. Oh.
And it still runs, by the way. It's been in George Barris' garage this whole time.
Wow. Is it street legal?
It says it's still drivable, so I would imagine that you could
probably
take it out.
It's probably street legal, yeah.
But you know what a rattle trap that thing's going to be?
Well, you know, the funny thing is there must be 500 of the copies, because every time I go to this car show or that car show, you see one.
Yeah. It's like the James Bond Aston Martin, or from the Dukes of Hazzard, they had 40 of those Dodge Chargers, and they just had them. They wrecked three or four of them a week, so they had them in a body shop.
Many of those Chargers left. That's why there were so. And last year at Barrett Jackson, they sold one of the originals of the General Lee there, and John Schneider came out on stage and was. They had all signed, the whole cast had signed the inside of the hood and the whole thing, and that thing did $300,000 or $400,000.
Yeah. Would you rather have the General Lee, or would you rather have the Batmobile, or some other classic car for
the
TV show?
The Batmobile all day long.
Sure.
That's not even. The General Lee is cool, but the Batmobile all day long.
All right, coming up in the next half hour, you'll meet Peter Billingsley. Known for lots of great acting and fun.
Director, big-time director.
Ralphie in The Christmas Story, now that's being revived as a musical. So I'm sure Roberto will be interested in that. Plus, we have another winner coming up in the next half hour of our Mom Tip of the Day. Go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show and give us. You can go to the Twitter account, too, at Good Day Show. Mm-hmm. We want you to send along a smart mom or maybe parenting tip of the day so you can be eligible for the winning prizes that come up every day, actually, and every week here on Good Day.
Baa, baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com. That's aid, the number 4, sandy.com. Thank you.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
This is little.
Where's the budget going?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All new Love It or List It tonight at 9, 8 central.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Beyond Good Day with Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden. Ladies don't always go first, although most of the time they do. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. The program is aimed at helping you through whatever it is that you're going through. Maybe stuff that needs a little shake, rattle, and roll. Maybe you have a cold. Maybe you have the flu. Flu shots never worked for me. You had a flu shot this year, Roberta?
Absolutely, every year.
Yep, never worked for me. Richie?
I never get one.
No. And what
never
about you,
did,
Jennifer?
Never will.
Did not have one.
I saw my father get so sick, although Dr. Ken Kronhaus says that it's a coincidence.
Roberta, if there were a government building with a line standing outside of it and a guy in the front of the line with a needle, Roberta would stand in that line for a week to get the shot.
Just to see whatever the shot
I
right.
got a shot for whatever they have.
Whatever ails me.
Are a miracle.
Peter Billingsley is going to join us in a few minutes. Remember him from the original Christmas Story. How old was he, Richie?
Oh, he had to be, what, 8 or 9?
9 years old.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. So if you're a fan of that, you'll want to stick around
Classics.
For that story. Meanwhile, speaking of stories, time for us to help you make your life better because we have this daily activity called the Mom Pass of the Game. I like it, Pass of the Day. Tips that are coming from us. We have a few fathers, though, I think, in on this, Jennifer, don't we?
We do, yeah. We've actually had a few father winners.
Have we?
Yeah.
All right. I only saw one. Where did I see a man? Doug Vance. We've had another. Who's the other father?
I think he's our lone man so
right.
far. But
okay.
There's many.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just maybe have missed one of them. So give us another winner. The $25 Visa gift card comes to you. In fact, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary. That's why it came to be $25. Our folks at Exogen Accurate Temperature Read have put this together. So you get the Visa gift card for submitting the tip of the day, and then at the end of the week, we pick one of the names, one of the five winners, and they get $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams, lotions, wonderful things for your face and your body. So, who's our winner this hour, Jen Jen?
Okay, we're just going to get a little cheeky because this is one of our cheeky Facebook friends. Yeah. Bren Pratt is our smart mom tip
Bren,
of the day.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Can we air this?
What's the name again?
Bren.
Bren.
B-R-E-N?
Yeah. And she is an absolute wild woman, but hilarious.
She is wild, and this tip is a little wild, but I couldn't let it go. Her rule of thumb, she said, our rule of thumb with all three kids, if you wake it, you play with it.
She said
that works. That works for adults, too.
Really?
That has to do with babies a lot. Toddlers, yes. If you wake up the baby, you're responsible for it.
You play with it, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's so that's
funny.
Okay. That makes
that
sense. Yeah. So she joins Renee Taylor, Beverly Pardee, Char Mobley, Deborah Burkhalter, Deb Schroeder, Julie Paradiso, Joni Thompson, Laura Dillon, or is it Dillon? Or Diane. Cheryl Grazik, Angela Ross, Doug Vance, Colleen Silva, Teresa Brennan, Michelle Sullivan, all these people have won mom winners. They've got their cards. You can have your own special time, a movie, maybe a manicure, a dinner out with your husband, whomever you would like to have some fun with. And again, it's brought to you by our friends at Exogen Temporal Thermometers. Send us your smart mom tip of the day on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show or on Twitter, Good Day Show, @Good Day Show. And these things that are here to help you out. Actually, are we listing these someplace? I forgot to find out whether we were actually. Why don't we have a place where we're listing these if we're not doing it? Am I a genius for figuring that out?
The winners?
Genius.
Yeah, you can see them all on our Facebook page.
The tips, though. But right. Shouldn't we have them all, like, categorized, put them all in one place? Can we do that? So just somebody goes and they read through all of them? Does that make sense?
We can do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Rich. I thought we could. Maybe. Right, did you get my love thing, the love line hooked up yet
on the website?
Yeah.
No, I'll do that today.
Please, Rich.
Let's see what I can do for you.
We want to help people with their love life as well.
Yeah.
Peter Billingsley joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33rd.
Hi, it's Roger. Our great nation has now passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us more than 200 years ago, quote, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. The 2010 election and the 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago when the Fed and the income tax were both born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of the value of your money and our nation by reading the book, The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the American dollar and how to get America's money back. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Get the book absolutely free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
This is little.
Where's the budget going?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All-new Love It or List It tonight at 9, 8 central, only on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, Please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Would you pay $7 for a cup of coffee? Starbucks is banking on you paying $7 for a single cup of coffee. Well, and it's not the kind of coffee that they run through the monkeys and it comes out in their
only,
poo.
It's only super special coffee, though. They're premium one.
But that's what you pay in the UK. You go into Starbucks. You pay $7.
It's from Costa Rica Finca Palmilera, whatever that is.
Roberta, so that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you pay in the UK.
Half of the stores... There are 48 stores that are carrying this particular kind of coffee, Costa Rican Finca Palmiera. $7 for a cup of it. Half the stores that are going to sell it are in Seattle. So does that mean that people either don't spend $7? Seattle, because it's what do they have? They have Starbucks there, and they have this Seattle's Best Coffee, which is a national chain, doesn't do as well as Starbucks, but still a national chain. How is it? I don't even begin to understand how people are so addicted to coffee. Richie doesn't drink it. I don't drink it. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I love coffee.
Why would
I like
people
it too.
Be? Why would you pay $7?
It's a novelty. It's a way to get them in the news. You're talking about it. Bam! It worked, suckers.
Really?
Yeah.
Peter Billingsley, would you pay $7 for a single cup of coffee?
I'm a regular cup of Joe kind of guy.
You are. So how much?
Yeah,
do you,
I'm
what
just
kind
a
of coffee? What do you, if you, either you make it at home or you go buy it on the run, what do you normally, when you stop to get a cup of coffee, where do you go to get it?
I'm more of a Folgers or like a Maxwell House kind of guy.
Really?
I'm more of a diner or a restaurant guy.
Right.
I don't really get into the high-end coffee. For $7, I can think of a lot more effective ways to spend that money.
Yeah, right, exactly. Remember, Chock Full of Nuts is that heavenly coffee.
Hey, and it's like a coffin, too. You can put your ashes in your Chock Full of Nuts.
Remember, they would open the can, and then the kids would wake up from the smell.
Yes, right.
The smell
would
wake up.
Yeah.
Folgers, right?
Yeah. Folgers.
That's my sensibility.
Yeah. Jennifer was just talking about the end of the bucket list, where the two ashes of the main characters were on a mountain someplace, and they were both in coffee cans, Chock Full of Nuts coffee cans.
There you go.
Yeah. Peter Billingsley, been a member of the Hollywood community since we were trying to figure out, were you 9 when you were Ralphie? How old were you when you were Ralphie?
I was 12 years old in real life, but playing 9. But I had been acting at that point, or I guess performing in commercials and films and stuff, since I was about 2.5.
Oh, really? So how did you get into it? Your mother said, oh, you're so beautiful, Peter, I want you to be a star? I mean, what happened to 2.5?
This was way before the kind of, you know, kid boom of the Disney Channel kids that make a lot more than anyone else in Hollywood now.
Right.
This was when it was still kind of fun to do. And so she thought, kind of cute kid, maybe you get a little print ad or something. But she took me to an agent. She knew nothing about it. First agent said, oh, he's too fat. Next one said, he's too ugly. And then she was just about to get out of the business at that point. And the third one said, sure, he'll work. And I did. I started working, and I just went on an audition. The first thing I auditioned for, I got. It was a commercial for Geritol.
Really?
With Betty Buckley, yeah.
What in the world were you? How were you selling Geritol as a child?
No, I wasn't.
You looked mature for his age.
I was like a human prop.
Yeah.
I just kind of sat there, and Betty Buckley said, when you got kids like this one, you got to take Geritol twice a day. I was very rambunctious.
A rambunctious kid. So
yes,
at what point did you come to grips with you being a real person? Did you lose any perspective as a kid growing up as a child actor that was successful?
No, you know, it's not the most exciting answer, but there's no VH1 story there that's a good one for
me.
No,
it's funny, Peter. Jennifer and I were discussing this the other day. You know, I'm like all excited because we're going to have Ralphie from the Christmas Story on, and we're looking at your bio, and I see your picture as an adult now, and I'm like, no, something's wrong here. This can't be this. This guy looks normal. I haven't seen him on VH1 Behind the Stories.
Actually, what he said is, you got hotter. He's like, most child stars crash and burn, and he's hot.
Yeah.
So you've got man loving coming through here.
Either a cute kid that doesn't grow up to be good looking, or they're like addicted to drugs or something like that. How did you come out of this so normal?
I had a really good family. Hey, listen, it can be hard because I think a lot of the identity is caught up in that, and it can be a nice life. And, you know, everyone's sort of kissing your butt, and you're traveling around and doing stuff, and then reality generally sinks in at some point because either the cuteness wears off or the parts just stop coming, and it can be a hard check. But I didn't have that. We grew up in Phoenix. I had chores. I had to go out and, you know, shovel dog crap in the yard, and if I didn't do that, I'd answer to my dad, which was not fun. So, you know, you'd fight with your brothers and sisters. I had as normal an existence as you can growing up in this business.
So, and now, you've continued to act. You've had a great career and a big-time producer. You did Iron Man?
Correct.
Iron Man?
First one, yes.
Wow.
And, met Vince Vaughn about 20 years ago and became good buddies, and we've made several films together, and we have a company together out here, a production company in Los Angeles, and we work on a ton of stuff.
Remind me of somebody else who's a friend of the program, Greg Grunberg. Do you know him?
I don't know Greg.
Yeah, you'd enjoy him. I'm listening, Richie, don't you think? Listening to you. This is work.
Same age, but same personality.
Yeah, I mean, you work at, this is not, people sort of think, all right, they go do a couple of movies a year and spend the rest of the time laying on the beach. No, that isn't how this works.
No, it's not how it works at all. I'm still looking forward to that beach moment. It just hasn't come yet, guys.
But it doesn't,
I'm definitely excited for it.
Yeah, it doesn't need to, because you're more productive in your work and you keep yourself sharper if you're doing things like this now, this adaptation to Broadway of A Christmas Story. How did that come to be?
I had heard about it. Obviously, you know, having done the film, it's nearly 30 years ago.
Yeah.
A lot of people have had ideas, as they often do when something is successful. You know, they want to remake it or do a sequel. They're very bad ideas. Nothing I wanted to do. When I heard musical, I kind of got excited. I thought, boy, that's going to lend itself well. For example, when the dad wins the leg lamp, we go into a leg lamp kick line. So it takes every one scene and extends it where you want.
That's
funny. And, you know, Ralphie's a dreamer and he's got all these fantasies. And they lend themselves beautifully to a musical. And we're big, full-blown, tons of kids tap dancing, singing. And what I like best about it is kind of where we end with it. It's even a little bit more emotional than the film. Bit of a father-son story, you know, the dad's the only one, he didn't ask for the gun, and it's the one that actually got it for him.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is about family, and it's a really, really nice show, and the critics have been responding well, and the audience has been loving it. So it's been, for me, a chance to get on Broadway, and as a first, it's been really kind of a dream come true.
Yeah. So how do you go about putting something like this together? It's so much different. I always wonder how some of these movies are adapted into a Broadway stage play, like Spider-Man was a miserable experience apparently for most, although they're still trying to do it. How do you do it and still have keep the integrity of the story?
Well, that's, it had started in a little repertory theater in Kansas City, and just as sort of a fun adaptation, and then I got involved after that. But you're right, that was sort of one of my biggest things was, I know how much this movie means to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I've experienced it in meeting them, and I hear it, and their family, and they're like, no, you
that's
don't
classic.
Understand. You know, this is our life. And so the last thing I would ever want to do is do something that would, you know, injure their experience with the movie in any way.
So now that you're grown, what role do you play in the movie?
In the
musical, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I'm just a producer.
He's a producer.
No. These are enormously talented people, guys. You don't want me up there singing and dancing. We actually want to sell.
We'd like to see you in the leg line, though, I think.
That might be fun, but we want to sell tickets. We've got the experts up there.
Well, I think, Richie, we've got a song called The Kid at Christmas. It's from the cast recording. You can go to AChristmasStoryTheMusical.com if you're going to be in New York anytime between now and Christmas. It's at the Lunt Fontanne. Is that how you pronounce it, Roberta?
Lunt Fontanne. It's on 46th and Broadway.
46th and Broadway. Well, I know Roberta, who's a New Yorker, will be there, I'm betting.
Oh, I'd love to see this show. My husband loves A Christmas Story.
Yeah. I hope you guys go out and see it. It's a really great show for the family.
Last question. Do people ever ask you to recite some of the classic lines?
Ralphie. What would would you like for Christmas?
Horrified. I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Rider Carbon Action 2-inch Airwings while I arrive.
Ooh.
No. Shoot your eye out.
You get stopped on the street and asked to recite that every day?
Yeah, sometimes I do, but how do you improve on that? That's a pretty good line reading.
That was good stuff.
Tell him, give your regards to Broadway. That's what you tell him. Peter Billingsley, a producer of A Christmas Story, the musical at the Lunt-Fontanne Theater in New York City now through the 30th of December. Good to have you here. Nice to get to know you. A nice round of applause for a guy who works at what he's doing. Thank you, Peter.
Hey, guys. Thanks again for the time.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Urgent bid for federal aid, but will the fiscal cliff get in the way? I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Hurricane Sandy, or what many people refer to as Superstorm Sandy, struck the Northeast 5 weeks ago today, with many people still dealing with damage and picking up the pieces of their lives. Late last week, there was a public hearing held in the New York City borough of Staten Island, where angry residents confronted officials from FEMA, among other agencies.
And we go from one to another. We go from FEMA to our homeowners. My homeowner's insurance offered me $150. What can they do with that?
You think it's a joke? You really think it's a joke? Huh? You go home for the holidays. I don't.
And today, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo travels to Washington, D.C. to try to convince Congress to approve nearly $42 billion in federal aid to help those devastated by the storm and to fund preventative measures for the next big storm. Meanwhile, New York Senator Charles Schumer says he's optimistic and hopeful that the fiscal cliff talks in Washington won't get in the way of the money his state is requesting, although he admits it won't be easy.
With such huge damage and a large amount of need and a large amount of resources, anyone can sort of stand in the way and block it. So this is a very hard undertaking.
Senator Schumer does believe Congress will approve the money regardless of what happens with the fiscal cliff. Talks, by the way, between the White House and congressional Republicans on how to avoid the cliff appear to be going nowhere at the moment. The fiscal cliff refers to all those automatic tax hikes and spending cuts that kick in at the end of the year if a compromise deal can't be worked out. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell.
You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the weeping? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new GEICO mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite GEICO character. But I'm not yelling we or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about GEICO, now mobile. Download the new GEICO app today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the markets ended the month of November with a basically flat session. The Dow up a little more than 4 points, closing at 13,026. S&P up a fraction of a point. NASDAQ lost 2 points. The West Coast has had enough wet weather to last quite a while. Several rivers in Northern California are in trouble from all the rain in recent days. At least 8 rivers are at flood stage after the third storm in the past 5 days roared across the region over the weekend. Mudslides from other storms which have hit the Pacific Northwest forced the cancellation of some passenger train service until at least tomorrow morning. Business at the box office over the weekend.
I was born to be a vampire.
Yeah, you told us already. The Twilight finale, number one again. Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, another $17.5 million, just ahead of the latest James Bond film, Skyfall, a close second with $17 million. And finally, in the just-in-case-you-missed-it department, that huge Powerball jackpot from last week, $587 million, two winning tickets, one purchased in Missouri, the other in Arizona. No word yet on who it was who bought that lucky ticket in Fountain Hills, Arizona, although there is a video of a man at an Exxon gas station in Maryland checking his Arizona Powerball ticket and then jumping around, asking others in there to verify that he had won. Some witnesses had this to say.
He couldn't believe it. He was ecstatic, wanted everybody to look, to check to see he wasn't seeing things, and he wasn't seeing things. It was the right numbers.
So, if this really is the guy, Arizona lottery officials would have to make it official, and they haven't done so yet. As for that ticket in Dearborn, Missouri, Mark and Cindy Hill, along with their family, were introduced to all of us last Friday. They are high school sweethearts, and the news conference took place in their high school gym. Cindy said she was the one who bought the ticket, and she was the one who checked it.
I was thinking, is that the right numbers? Is that the right numbers? And I was shaking, and I called my husband. I said, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, and Mark and Cindy have 3 adult children and an adopted youngster. Here's mom and her daughter talking about a possible holiday purchase.
Jaden, what did you want for Christmas?
Pony.
A pony. Well, with $293 million or so before taxes, I think they can now afford a fleet of Clydesdales. Hey, you're rich. Why the long face? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, good day.
With Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that. Doug Steffens, good day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.